Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. For those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about a disturbing story out of Nevada where one family says the police called to ask if they could come in and do something. It was never really made clear what, to get some sort of tactical advantage on the family that lived next door. Where there was an alleged domestic violence situation occurring. The guy of the man of the house said he really wasn't interested in having the police come into his home. He didn't really want to get involved in whatever the issue was and didn't feel comfortable with that. So ended the conversation, and then moments later the police were at his front door banging on, pounding and yelling, and then they pounded it in with a metal battering ram, came in, pointed guns at the man. He curled up on the floor. They were giving him conflicting commands. He just stayed there, so they shot him with some pepper balls and then also shot his dog, which was cowering in the corner, allegedly, with some pepper balls as well. Fortunately, nobody was killed, but, you know, your freedoms are being killed. Your freedoms are being taken away. And I just, you know, we still are looking for someone to defend the police in this case. No one has yet done that. 855-450-FREE. So maybe there's a chance that these people will prevail in court. They have brought a lawsuit against the officers involved in this particular case. I hope that we'll see the update when this case is actually decided. That tends to be the problem with a lot of these police abuse cases, is the media might report them when they occur, but they're usually not so great at reporting them later on. And of course, we can't guarantee we're going to ever see that that later on report unless you put it in front of us, which you can do over at freetalklive.com. That's how we saw this story, actually. It was the third story down from the top when we started the show tonight. You get to post whatever content you want to our website, and then other listeners just like you can vote it up or vote it down. So go to freetalklive.com, and you can do that. Of course, you can also get us on the phones, as Steve has done here in Madison, listening to the Mike 92.1 WXXM. Now, Steve, you were saying that you have had your home invaded by the police multiple times in your life?
Oh, yes. The first time was when I was 12. My mother had some roommates who were violating their parole. They knew they were there. They could have just stood outside and waited for them. But instead, what they did is they knocked on the door. They had my mother, when she went to work, come back and knock on the door. I answered the door. I said, "What's Mom knocking on the door for?" Next thing I know, 8 cops with guns in my face. I'm on the ground. Everyone in the house is on the ground. And, you know, and these weren't even, like, serious felony parole violations. They were just, well, they may have been felony parole violations. I'm not privy to that, but they were... They easily could have captured these people when they left the house. There was no need for them to come into the house.
And but it's a lot more fun and adrenaline-filled when they can come in with guns and point them at people.
Absolutely. And that's kind of my point, is that the task force...
You say those things on the air. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. Sorry, man. It's a talk radio show, and that means we're on radio stations, and we have to not allow certain words on the air, like the S-bomb.
One of them is the S-bomb.
Man. Yep. But I appreciate the passion that is behind a statement like that, and they do like to do that S. They do like to get their adrenaline all jacked up, because a lot of them are junkies. They're adrenaline junkies. They get very excited about the idea of going into people's homes because there's a chance, you know, there could be gunfire involved, and, you know, that's a real rush. I mean, it's a real high for these guys. And that's coming from a former cop, not me, but Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com, who has joined the side of good and has come out against the insane war on drugs and was targeted by the police in Texas. He had to leave. He left. He's in exile. He left Texas, left the whole United States, went down to South America because
didn't feel safe.
Because he and his family were being persecuted because he spoke out against the thin blue line.
And they targeted him. They took his children from him.
That's right.
He did a reverse sting to show, among other things, how they
corruption.
You know, this particular police department was just breaking the rules.
He did multiple reverse stings on different departments in Texas, and it wasn't hard for him to put the police in positions where they compromised their so-called integrity. And the cops didn't like to be outed for being a bunch of thugs in those cases. Now, I agree with you, Mark, what you said earlier. There are some better cops out there. There are some that actually do have some understanding and respect for the idea of rights. But they're not anywhere to be seen when the bad cops are ruling the day. And why would a cop want to stand against the thin blue line? I mean, when they turn against you, man, that's scary. these cops are dangerous, and the good cops know it, and they don't want their family to be put in jeopardy.
There's some video of a woman who stood up against two officers that were beating up a suspect who didn't need to be beat up.
Mm-hmm. You mean a female cop or just a random
female police officer? And they went after her. The fact is,
sure did.
They were attempting to fire this lady, and I guess the protection for bad cops goes up the ranks because it wasn't the cops that were the ones that she snitched on that were trying to fire her.
It was the
higher ups.
Yep. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts and go to, we've got Mike listening in New Mexico. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Mike, are you on a speakerphone or perhaps a headset device?
Guys, I'm watching a bunch of drones unfold with the highway patrol here and some other trucks. But anyway, cops, every week, you can read a dozen stories in any number of publications how the cops are involved with prostitution, extortion, murder for hire, all types of criminal behavior. They are the biggest gang. They are defending their turf, and you are on it, buddy.
It's true. Every word of that is absolute truth.
They're disgusting. There is no such thing as a good cop. If there is somebody that people would classify as a good cop, they're not ratting on the ones that are up to all kinds of no good, so they're guilty by association. And they are sociopaths that like to run around with guns. And they get off on pulling their gun. They'll shoot you for no reason now. I mean, you can read stories where, remember in Houston not long ago, the guy in the wheelchair pointed an ink pen at the cop, and the cop said he felt threatened and shot him dead.
Wow, I missed that one.
Paraplegic.
Yeah, they've got another one where cops fired on a person with a holding up a cell phone recording them because they thought the cell phone was a gun.
How about the half-deaf guy in Seattle who was listening to his iPod while whittling? He had a small blade that he was whittling some wood on. A cop shouted commands at him, but since the guy couldn't hear anything, he's half-deaf and had an iPod plugged into his ears, he got blasted to death on the side of the road. It's just there's no end to this.
You can watch that video of the Seattle shooting on YouTube, and it comes out. And did you watch that? And you heard the lady after the shooting said, "Why did you do that to him? He didn't do anything." And the cop said, "He had a knife." And that guy, that the Native American wood carver, the medical examiner said he was shot four times in the back and once in the side.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
yep, there's no.
He had a knife.
He had a knife. It's just. They're disgusting. They're despicable. I can't stand them. They're like
balls. Well, the thing is, Mike, they know that you are captive. And it's like you said, they're the biggest gang, and you're on their turf. And everybody's so afraid of this gang. They want to kowtow to them because they don't want the gang to target them. But ultimately, the big question is, when are people going to stand up for themselves? When are people going to refuse to obey? When are they going to decide to actually do something peaceful about this particular gang? Because I don't think violence solves problems. I think that only makes things worse. But ultimately, if people stop cooperating with these criminals, then there's very little that they can do about it in general. I mean, it's really our obedience that is keeping us down.
Yeah, you're right. People need to realize we outnumber the cops 19,000 to 1 in this country. I don't understand it. The numbers are on our side.
Is it 19,000? It's usually like 500 to 1, actually, as I understand it. Because usually
what people say armed citizens is 500 to 1. But because the population in general is 19,000 to 1.
So it's really not. The police? Are you sure about that? Because I've looked at statistics about the police, how many of them in each city, how many per human or, per average person.
There's a lot
person.
Of places where there's, it's just sheriff's department and they're pretty thin.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But most cities, it's usually like a 500 to 1 is like the average, from what I understand. Like 500 humans to one cop.
I don't know. I that doesn't sound right to me.
I'm telling you, man, I've looked into it.
I'm saying federal, local, and state law enforcement in the nation as a whole, and the amount of citizens as a whole, 330 million, is 19,000 to 1.
All right. Thanks for the info, Mike. I appreciate your call and thoughts tonight at 855-450-FREE. I'm not including feds. I was only talking about local cops, like city cops.
Most of my interactions with the police have been great, but the problem is when I see these news stories and I don't see the good cops standing up against the bad cops. And I don't know what to do with that information. Surely there's video of that somewhere.
You can take control here toll-free, 855-450-FREE, and bring up what you want. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues in moments.
I'm Nick Soboleski. a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm.
If you do podcasts, there's a great podcast out there. It's called School Sucks. And School Sucks is not a, it's not a podcast about school sucks. It's about deconstructing state indoctrination and replacing it with real education, because we're all learning all the time. They discuss learning alternatives and self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. It's schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, so before we go on with the calls here, our last caller made a claim about the police, and I made a claim about the police as far as how many per population there are, how many cops per X amount of regular people. And I believe that the target number for the, or at least the average number, is one cop per 500 people.
And that's in, like, cities and metro.
In cities, yes. I don't know about, you know, little towns. I'm not sure about that. So
my town has no police at all.
The last guy said that it was like one in 19, or one cop for every 19,000 people in this country. It's nowhere near that in any major city or even smaller cities. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's about 40 cops, and there's about 20,000 people that live here. And in other places, I've got the list here. I just posted it to our Google+, Facebook, and Twitter. And there's a list from governing.com, which is like a magazine for government people. So that's their own statistics. It comes from the FBI's Uniform Crime Reporting Program. They've got a column, a chart here with major cities throughout the country and smaller cities as well, and how many officers they have in their department per 10,000 population. Most of these departments are not below 20 per 10,000, so not below that 1 per 500 range. There are some of them that are lower than that, with, like, you know, 11 per 10,000 population. That would be Stockton, California. But a lot of them are around the 20 range, a lot of them in the 20s to 30s to 40 range. So some of them have, one cop for every 250 people. Some of them are right around one for every 500. And then Washington, D.C. actually has the biggest ratio.
One cop for every citizen. They just stand right next to you the whole time.
More. Not quite. They're getting there, though. More. They have more than Baltimore and Chicago. They have 65.6 police for every 10,000 people. So that breaks down to one cop for every 153 people in Washington, D.C. So your mileage may vary. I know that here in New Hampshire, they have increased the ratio of the police over time. Over the last 15 years, they've gone up. They've come closer to the 1 in 500 ratio. So I'm pretty sure that's the standard for cities. Anyway, that aside, 855, 453. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. Doc is in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WILM.
Just two things, one of personal experience and one of historical experience. Mentally ill person, being treated right now for basically bipolar 2 disorder, which is not violent, and also clinical depression. I'm doing not really good, but okay. Want to make your listeners aware of a couple of facts, since you guys are libertarians. The two states on the East Coast that share psychiatrist data, my emphasis, with the federal government directly the most, in other words, the worst, are A, Delaware, and B, Virginia. They're tied. Your listeners should know that. If you're mentally ill and you own a firearm, stay away from Delaware and stay away from Virginia.
But and they're sharing data with the government. The psychiatrists are sharing data with the government? Is that right? I'm sorry.
Directly. And that is under Obamacare, okay? When you go into your talk therapist's office, they ask you, A, are you having homicidal thoughts? No. Are you having suicidal thoughts? No. You have guns in your house. What business is that of yours? Okay? I had to ask.
Yeah, Daryl went to the hospital recently for a knee injury. I think he went into a hospital in Vermont, and he was asked similar questions about whether he owned firearms.
This is part of Obamacare. I'm not being a conspiracy freak here. They are trying, as Alex Jones has said. This is part of a national database of firearms owners under Obamacare, masked as Obamacare. It's worse than that.
Wow.
In our state, we have Bo Biden, Joe Biden's son. He has a bill before the Senate and the House. It failed. He wants to bring it back, where a psychotherapist and the state government are judge, jury, and executioner. If you say you're having suicidal thoughts, okay, not homicidal, suicidal thoughts. They have the right to come into your house, take all of your firearms by the state police or local police, and until they think, quote, you are healthy, they're going to keep your firearms and their judge, jury, executioner, And B, under the current law, you have no appeals process.
Wow.
Yeah. And number two, this is very controversial, so I have to watch what I say. If any of your listeners want to really delve into Joe Biden's background, I've got a book for them that was sold here in a local independent bookstore of ours in Delaware that I picked up. I have two copies. It will tell you the truth about how Joe Biden really got elected right here in Delaware.
Well, I imagine that I'm just going to reach here. I'm going to guess like every other politician, he's a low-life scumbag. Thanks for the call, Doc. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So what do you think about that, the gun control thing with the Obama? Is that really a brand-new thing where they've started asking that question?
I couldn't say. I mean, who's read Obamacare? Who's read this thing?
They haven't.
You know, from front to back. This is the problem is that Washington, D.C. is a make-work program for lawyers, and we don't have if the United States people ever had any kind of control over their government, they don't have it anymore. Rent-seeking behavior by lawyers, and that's what the vast majority of politicians are, has
lawyers,
essentially driven any kind of citizen governance out of the government.
Except for New Hampshire.
That's true. And New Hampshire, it's different. It's the largest among the states, more representatives, 400 representatives for a population of 1.4 million is an incredible ratio compared to every other state. So, yes, New Hampshire doesn't count.
Back to the phones, to the fun. Adam's in Maine listening to WGAN in Portland. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. How are you doing? Love your show.
Hey. Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
What do you guys do? I just kind of want to take maybe an opposing point of view here. I work in public service, and I know a lot of friends of mine have been police officers, and they work really hard, and there are a lot of really good police officers, and I found it really interesting that you guys were discussing, you know, where are those good police officers to stick up for what's right? You know,
yeah, where are they?
And it's really tough, and I think what's happening, we have to kind of look at society as a whole and, like, the institutionalized submissiveness that we've been, like, given through messages by the media and what we've kind of been raised to believe as, like, authority, and you must always listen to authority. And then when people go into public service, there are great people who work in public service, either teachers or politicians or law enforcement, firefighters, but there are also people who go into public service and then start taking advantage of that kind of leadership role.
Well, I want you to tell me where the good guys are, if you know them.
So you
purportedly know them. Stand by, Adam. We'll bring you back in a moment here. We can discuss further at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, if you're going to tell me that they're cowering in fear, I'll believe you. I think those people are out there, but they're just too afraid to do anything about the bad guys.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders or preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That would be the SACL CAI toll free line. And of course, you can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone that would like quick access to our live streams and the podcast. Go to m as in mobile .freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project is over 70% of the way to reaching its goal of 20,000 people who have said that they're going to come here to New Hampshire, as we did. Mark, you and I, we moved back in 2006. We are what are considered early movers for the Free State Project, because the move isn't triggered until we reach that 20,000 number. But they've pledged to move here, uproot their lives from wherever they are, and come here and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime, hopefully, or at least more of it. So you can go to freestateproject.org, because it's already working. This isn't some pie-in-the-sky fantasy. This is happening. There are already over 1,100 people here. We're closing in on 1,200 people that are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And these people are getting active in politics. They're getting active in civil disobedience, creating media, street theater. So many different forms of activism are happening here. And more can be possible. The more people that we get here, the more effective the activism will be, the more varied the activism, and the more likely we're going to see more liberty in our lifetime. So go to freestateproject.org, learn more, get signed up. Again, freestateproject.org. We go back to Adam in Maine. You're back on Free Talk Live now. Adam, you were saying that you work for the state, and that you know people who are police, and that you believe that there are good cops. And I was just asking, absolutely, where are those guys? Because there's a lot of bad cops out there, and the good cops aren't exactly arresting them.
And that's true. You make a very good point. And I think the problem is, you know, in any public service sector, you have really good people who really want to do a good job and do a meaningful job and help people. And when you have those bad apples that abuse the system, anybody that means well and wants to call them out on it has to weigh what the repercussions. And I think what happens is, like in anything, you look at what happened to Chris Dorner, Edward Snowden, or even politicians like Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, even Ralph Nader, even though they're on opposite sides of the political spectrum, they try to stand up for what's right, but they're constantly maligned because of the way that this popular thinking of we need to listen to authority and listen to how the media kind of almost trains us to, I guess, think about authority and believe a certain way. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of people will... Go ahead.
Wait, let me ask you this. Now, what I hear you making, the argument I hear you making isn't an argument, it's an excuse. And what you're saying is that there are good people, and I'm willing to toss that term around lightly, that are police officers that aren't necessarily good police officers. Because
a good
police officer is a paladin of justice who will stand up for truth, honor, and what is right against all odds. That's what
Absolutely.
We think of as a good police officer.
Yeah.
And these people that you're talking about here aren't doing that because there is a lot of social pressure against them. And I will concede that point all day long. There's a lot of social pressure, and that we must have what apparently are very, very broken systems.
Absolutely.
If good people can't stand up.
I think it's going to take... It's not going to be immediate. It's going to take generations of people for society to change. And I think what you guys do and what young people do will eventually, over generations, like I said, it's not going to be overnight, but over generations, to change the mentality of society. And then people who are good police officers, when they notice like abuses that are going on, they won't feel that they're going to be the only ones left to defend themselves.
Well, hold on. Now, this is what you're saying seems a little contradictory, and I'm going to point out what I've heard, and then you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep.
But what I heard you say was, you know, you used the term bad apples. Now, you didn't say a few, but usually the term bad apples, when applied to the police, has the words a few in front of it. Are you suggesting, just to clarify what you're saying, are you saying there's only a few bad apples?
It depends on where you live, obviously. Obviously, in the more urban areas, there's probably... police officers or people in public service who might be more prone to take advantage of the system and do it in means that are not obviously ethical, that might service their own agenda.
Well, now, hold on a second. I don't think that there's any more likelihood that urban areas will have bad apples than smaller areas, because there's notoriously corrupt town police departments as well.
No, absolutely not. I don't disagree with you whatsoever.
Here's the reason I asked to clarify that. Is because if it's true there are only a few bad apples, then the good cops shouldn't be afraid to do good cop things and investigate those bad apples because there's only a few of them. But I don't think that's true, and I think the rest of what you said bears that out. Because these police are afraid of the consequences that will befall them should they out someone within their department,
they're
afraid of that because the bad apples are all over the damn place. The whole tree is rotten, and they know that the bad apples are in the administrative positions too, and that if they go after anybody in the department, especially one of the good old boys, that they're going to get taken out. Now, maybe not physically, but they maybe, you know, can have their overtime cut, or they may, lose benefits, or whatever, or worse, or they could have their family targeted for who knows what kind of retaliation.
Everything you just said is absolutely correct, but I just feel that sometimes people paint with a broad brush, and they make it seem that a lot of police officers are corrupt enough to no good. And I can't say that I want to believe.
Right, I want to believe it too, Adam. I absolutely agree with you. I want to believe it, and I think it's inexpedient for us to get on the air and say that, you know, police officers are bad, because that's what it sounds like we're saying oftentimes.
Right.
But I've been doing this for 10 years now, and I've been trying to take the position you take, and I'm tired. I want to see the stinking video. I want to see one stinking video where a cop pulls a gun on another cop and says, "You leave that man alone. He hasn't done anything. He's in handcuffs. You put your foot in his head one more time, and it'll blow your GD head off."
Well, there was a video that you mentioned, that woman cop.
There was one woman, and one woman who did it one time, and then the administration went after her.
Took her out.
Adam, I just want the proof. I'm sick and tired of being the stoolie for the police up here and getting my head beat in six nights a week, I'm off on Fridays, six nights a week for cops that won't stand up for me. I just want one of them. Give me a video.
I know. You know, I absolutely agree, and I think it's going to take a lot of time, but you just have to be positive. You have to be positive. That
I am positive. I'm very positive. I like a lot
of cops out there. I want the video.
I'd like to say I like a lot of the police personally
in Keene,
New Hampshire. I don't like the police chief because he pretends like I don't exist and he acts like a child. But, you know, a lot of the officers I get along with very well. We have good conversations. And thanks, Adam, for the call. I appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
And I think that the more people that come to New Hampshire, for instance, as part of the Free State Project, that bring the ideas of liberty to the table, the more people that are communicating the ideas of liberty in various different public forums and through politics and with their neighbors and their friends and coworkers and such, eventually that will filter down to the police, and many of them may come to understand some of these concepts
and
maybe more willing to stand up and speak out for what they believe in. But ultimately what Adam was telling us there is that the cops are cowards. They're cowardly to go after their own.
No, what he's saying is that the police departments themselves are institutionalized violence and corruption, and they really are just that. The fact is that police departments are the king's men from old. They're mm-hmm. no different, and they've been able to get away with things for not decades, but centuries. And that kind of power breeds hubris.
Mm.
And so when you take a good person and you put them in that role and they essentially say you can do whatever it takes to do right, at some point or another they're going to do what it takes to do wrong too. You know, they're going to break the Bill of Rights in order to get the bad guy. And once you break the Bill of Rights to get the bad guy, you could break the Bill of Rights to do anything you want. And that's how these institutions are broken. And that's why, I don't know any other way to fix that. I can't think of any other way to fix that because citizen boards don't work.
Mm-mm.
We can see it all over the country. You can see that police departments, policing police departments doesn't work. Internal investigations doesn't work. The only thing I can think is the thing that works to keep other companies, other organizations in check.
Trying to withdraw the money.
Well, the ability for the customers to withdraw the money and take it elsewhere, which we call competition in the market.
We have the ability to do that, but individually, most people don't have the courage to do that because they're afraid the police are going to come after them, and for good reason, because they might just do that. 855-453. But what if a bunch of people decided to not pay? Then what would they do?
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new, and more. Plus, score doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Martin acoustic guitar strings, 5 sets for $20. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry, Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
Hey folks, with summer vacation planning in full swing, have you thought about travel insurance? Our loyal sponsor, Travel Guard, offers valuable coverage that travels with you and your family. Travel Guard's available 24/7 with several plans to choose from. Covering medical emergencies and evacuations, travel delays and trip cancellations, lost luggage and more, Travel Guard's your lifeline away from home. Visit TravelGuard.com or RudyMaxa.com.
Coverage limited by the terms and condition of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union and Fire Insurance Company in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Non-insurance services provided by Travel Guard Group Incorporated.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Doc. Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program, which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages. If you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that are there. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the things you can do is shop with us. Just go and get your shopping taken care of online through our website. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. And that will take you to our shopping page. There are different links to different online businesses there. One of them is Amazon. It's kind of the main choice on shop.freetalklive.com. You click into the right Amazon for you. There's different ones. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. Just click into the appropriate Amazon and then get your shopping taken care of. Get the stuff that you're looking for at a great price. Get it delivered to your door. Same great Amazon service and selection that you're used to. It's just you're entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of Amazon's profits. Start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. We thank you.
We just read an article that 25% of Americans have heard of Bitcoins, and the majority of them trust Bitcoins. Yeah, we read that.
When did we read that?
Maybe it was on a Sunday.
Okay.
There are nights of the week that each of us individually is not here.
That's correct.
Free Talk Live is on seven nights a week from 7 to 10 Eastern.
That's exciting. One out of four Americans have heard of Bitcoin?
One out of four Americans have heard of Bitcoin. The majority of them trust Bitcoin. And that
wow.
is, yeah, it's a stunning.
It is.
The article, I'll have to post it up on Free Talk Live.
I believe you.
Facebook.freetalklive.com again. Anyway, those people, most of them, don't own Bitcoins.
No.
Therefore, a quarter of the people that I'm talking to right now likely have heard of Bitcoins, don't own them. The way to go about, first, you have to have a wallet in which to put this virtual currency called Bitcoins. The way to get that wallet, the first thing you want to do is go to blockchain.info. It's blockchain.info. They've got apps for Androids and iPhones there, and it's a really great way to store your Bitcoins because it allows you to not only use Bitcoins from your desktop, but from your same account from your phones too, so it's a great way to do it. And because of fancy encryption techniques, the FBI, the NSA, or whoever it is, doesn't have access to your money. In fact, if you're careful, they can't even figure out how much money you're sending or receiving. The blockchain wallet even has tools to easily send or receive your Bitcoins anonymously. It's time for you to join the millions of other Bitcoin users. Get your free blockchain wallet today at blockchain.info. Excuse me, it's Bitcoin wallet at blockchain.info.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. By the way, speaking of Bitcoins, good time to buy them? Probably right around now, because
they're nice and low.
They've come down quite a bit. Now, are they going to continue going down? That's another question. But either way, it's down a lot compared to what it's been over the last few months. I mean, even during Porkfest, it was up around, what, like 120 or 110, something like that? It's now half that. It's about 60, 65, 70 bucks.
So anyway, 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we're going to continue with your calls and your thoughts. Let's go first to James. He's in Missouri. James, you're on Free Talk Live listening to KSIS.
Good evening.
Yeah. Hey, James.
Listening to all this about the police, and I agree with about 90% of it, because when was the last time that you heard of a bad cop who's committed, we'll say, assault, go to jail? Yeah. A great example is the TV show Law and Order, where they had the detective, Mike, that smacked the politician, and all that happened to him was he was transferred.
Well, using television shows is probably not the best indicator of what happens in reality.
There was a video that's making its round on the internet right now where two police officers call a young man out of the back of one of those paddy wagons. He's handcuffed. They get him out. They call him some names, and the one police officer elbows him right in the face. The judge finds him not guilty, and she refuses to watch the video. I mean, it's incredible. There's video, and she won't watch it.
You and I do the same thing. We go to jail forever.
Yeah, pretty much. Anything else you want to share tonight, James?
No, appreciate the show. It's the first time I've caught it, and I'm going to try and catch it more often.
Oh, well, welcome. I appreciate that. We're on every weekend there on KSIS, and if you want more of us, we're on 7 nights a week. You can grab it at freetalklive.com. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go ladies first to Gail. She's in Madison listening to WXXM, the Mike 92.1. Hey, Gail.
Yes, good evening.
Hey.
I'm calling in response to the gentleman who was called in about 20 minutes ago stating this fact that he had gotten from somewhere that the Obamacare law expects that the government will have this connection now, this secret connection with psychiatrists, and get all the psychiatrist information about patients who have histories of mental illness. And that is really an outrageous statement to make. If you guys were smart, you would have asked him where he got his information. I am a psychiatrist. I have been for 22 years. The hospital I associate with requires that I know the ACA, as the rest of the physicians do. And there is absolutely nothing in there about what this man was talking about. So instead of simply believing him and saying, oh, my gosh, you know, instead of doing that and letting everybody else think, oh, my gosh, why don't you try finding out if it's true?
Well, how would I find out if it's right on the air when the guy makes the claim? I mean,
well,
I'm glad.
Ask the guy. Ask him. Where did you
it's
get
a great
your
question.
Information, sir?
It's a great question.
Well, why don't you, when someone makes a statement.
Should I just turn off the mics and go away now? Because I didn't operate my talk show exactly the way you wanted me to. I should
just
go away?
You really didn't. You need to ask people where they got information when they make statements like that.
It's Free Talk Live. I'm awesome. It's awesome that you called in.
Call in and lie because this country believes too many lies.
Well, the fact is that this country is going after
people's
guns.
On the line.
Gail's your new program director, Mark.
The fact is, Gail, there's all kinds of government officials that go after people's guns.
Oh. Guess she didn't want to have a conversation with you. She just hung up the phone.
So I'm glad she called in, and if she's a psychiatrist, that's great. Yeah. I mean, people really should check
this out.
That's
how the show's supposed to work. I mean, look, Gail, just so you know, Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk radio program. We do appear on over 100 radio stations from coast to coast. We are an open phone show. Anyone can call the show at any time they want, any night of the week. We do it 7 nights a week, and they can make whatever claims that they want to make.
Like they're a psychiatrist in wherever.
Right, yeah. So
we don't know if Gail's a psychiatrist,
That's
people.
A great point.
Gail may be lying through her teeth. You should read Obamacare because, well, we don't know.
That's a great point. We didn't ask Gail to fax us a copy of her certificate, and you know, we didn't verify that through experts.
We should have asked her where she went to school, Ian.
You know, look, I'm not here to pepper every caller with questions about their sources.
Well, you pepper them with, but you have to say one thing. They say one thing. You say one thing. They say one thing. If I didn't say the exact thing that you wanted me to say, please call in.
Usually, Mark, you've heard me say things like, "Well, we'll take your word for it," because I don't have the time to spend looking into everyone's claims.
Here's
that they
the
make
other
here.
Thing is that every other talk show host out there claims to be an expert in what they're talking about. They've spent hours that day or that week,
so they claim, yeah,
researching that particular topic. On Free Talk Live, any schmo can call in and make any claim they want. Yeah. I can't. I had. These are not staged calls. I cannot research all the stuff that these people call in about, because if that guy were to have called in, or Gail were to have called in another talk show, they would have never hit the air because they didn't call in about the things that they wanted them to call in about.
About whatever the talk show host,
whatever it was. Yeah. I mean, you know, the host probably is an expert for that day on that.
The Obamacare call came out of nowhere. We had been talking about the police abuse situation throughout the show tonight. Dude called about Obamacare out of nowhere. We put him on the air. He made his claims. And then Gail called him to counter those claims. That's how it's supposed to work. If you hear somebody calling the show and you think that they're calling, you know, they're making stuff up, then call in and claim the counter. And then let the listener decide. I'm not going to decide who's right there. I don't know. Maybe Gail's telling the truth. Maybe she knows all of the, you know, the Obamacare thing inside and out, and she's absolutely certain that what that guy said earlier is not true. And, you know, maybe she's absolutely right. I mean, he did admit to being in therapy, so who knows what his issues were. I don't know. I'm not going to spend it. You know what? I don't care enough to spend any time after I get off the air or during one of the breaks, because, by the way, we don't have a cracked... Feel free to go to cam.freetalklive.com and look at our crack team of research assistants.
You'll see everybody in the studio, which is Ian and I talking on the microphone.
Right. So we have no money to hire anybody to research anyone's claims that calls this show. It's an open phone show. That's how it is. If you don't like it, sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
But were you allowed on the air, Gail, to talk about what you wanted
to? Right. How many nationally syndicated radio programs have you been on, Gail?
Did we hang up the phone on you? No. In fact, we wanted to continue having a conversation with you, but you dropped off the line.
You don't want to have a dialogue.
Right. That wasn't my choice. She wanted to get on the air. She wanted to vent. She wanted to rant and then get off the phone. And that's fine. You can do that on this show, but it makes you look kind of, bad is not the right word that I want. It makes you look like you aren't willing to discuss whatever it was that, you know, you had brought up. I mean, you're supposedly an expert. We could ask you some questions, right? Rather than the crazy guy calling in who was one of your patients. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can bring up what you want, and I'm definitely not going to spend any time reading federal legislation to verify anyone's claims about it, ever. I've got better things to do. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Call it. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibes, year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.